السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي الصلاة.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله قد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، كل ضلالة في النار. أيها الناس، اعبدوا ربكم واجتهدوا في ذلكم وسعكم، فإن ربكم جواد كريم لا تنفعه طاعتكم وهو مع ذلك يتقبلها منكم وينميها لكم، ولقد رغبكم في أعمال يسيرة ووعدكم عليها أجورا عظيمة. ومن فضله سبحانه ما جاء في الصحيحين عن أبي صالح عن أبي هريرة رضي الله أن فقراء المهاجرين أتوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: وما ذاك؟ قالوا: يصلون كما نصلي، ويصومون كما نصوم، ويتصدقون ولا نتصدق، ويعتقون ولا نعتق. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفلا أعلمكم شيئا تدركون به من قد سبقكم، وتسبقون به من بعدكم؟ ولا يكون أحد أفضل منكم إلا من صنع مثل ما صنعتم. قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: تسبحون وتكبرون وتحمدون دبر كل صلاة 33 مرة. قال أبو صالح: فرجع فقراء المهاجرين إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: سمع إخواننا أهل الأموال بما فعلنا ففعلوا مثله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، يؤتيه من يشاء. الله أكبر. نعم يا عباد الله، ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. ومن فضله سبحانه ما رواه مسلم عن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه قال: كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: أيعجز أحدكم أن يكسب في كل يوم 1000 حسنة؟ فسأله سائل من جلسائه: كيف يكسب 1000 حسنة؟ قال: يسبح 100 تسبيحة فيكتب له 1000 حسنة أو يحط عنه 1000 خطيئة. ومن فضله سبحانه ما رواه مسلم أيضا عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال: أيعجز أحدكم أن يقرأ في ليلة 3/3 القرآن؟ قالوا: وكيف يقرأ 3/3 القرآن؟ قال: قل هو الله أحد تعدل 3/3 القرآن. ومن فضله سبحانه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من خرج من بيته فأجره كأجر الحاج المحرم، من خرج من بيته متطهرا إلى صلاة مكتوبة فأجره كالحاج المحرم، ومن خرج إلى تسبيح الضحى لا ينصبه إلا إياه فأجره كأجر المعتمر، وصلاة على إثر صلاة لا لغو بينهما كتاب في عليين. رواه أبو داود عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه وحسن إسناده الألباني. ومن فضله سبحانه وتعالى على عباده أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس، ثم صلى 2 ركعتين كانت له كأجر حجة وعمرة تامة. رواه الترمذي عن أنس وصححه الألباني. ومن فضله سبحانه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قال لا إله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، وهو على كل شيء قدير، في يوم 100 مرة كانت له عدل 10، وكتبت له 100 حسنة، ومحيت 100 سيئة، وكانت له حرزا من الشيطان يومه ذلك حتى يمسي، ولم يأتي أحد بأفضل مما جاء به إلا أحد عمل أكثر من ذلك. رواه البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. وفي الحديث أن حسن الخلق يعدل عمل الصائم والقائم الذي لا يرقد. أيها الناس، إنه لا أحد أكرم من الله، ولا أحد أوسع فضلا من الله، فأروا الله من أنفسكم ما يرضيه يرضيكم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى، وأخص بالذكر منهم النبي والرسول المجتبى محمدا سيد الأتقياء وأعبد الأولياء وإمام الأنبياء، وآله الطيبين الأصفياء، وأزواجه الطاهرات الأنقياء، وأصحابه وساداتهم الأربعة الخلفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن سائر أصحاب نبينا أجمعين ما دامت الأرض والسماء. أما بعد، عباد الله، ليس ما تقدم ذكره من مضاعفات الأجور على القليل من الأعمال هو كل ما تفضل الله به على عباده، بل إن فضله عظيم ونواله عميم بل إن فضله عظيم ونواله عميم ولا يحصيه عد عاد ولا يحصره ديوان. ومن ذلك ما جاء عن أمير المؤمنين وغيظ قلوب الكافرين والمنافقين سيدنا عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من دخل السوق فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت لا يموت، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير، كتب الله له 1000,000 حسنة ومحى عنه 1,000,000 سيئة ورفع له 1,000,000 درجة. رواه أحمد والترمذي والحاكم وابن ماجه وحسن إسناده الألباني. انظروا يا رعاكم الله، من دخل السوق، ومن منا لا يدخل السوق؟ وكم مرة في اليوم الواحد منا يدخل السوق؟ والسوق يشمل ويعم حتى ما يسمى بالمراكز التجارية اليوم، فإن من دخل وقال هذا الذكر حصل هذا الثواب والأجر من الله عز وجل، فهل يبخل على نفسه إلا محروم؟ وهذا الحديث قد رواه أبو داود من عمرو بن العاص، من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما بإسناد صححه الألباني. ألا فاجتهدوا عباد الله وتقربوا أكثر فأكثر من الله، فإنه لا يغنيكم ولا يحميكم ولا يرضيكم إلا الله. وأكثروا من الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، فإنها من أحب أعمالكم إلى الله. واتقوا الله وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يغفر الله لي ولكم، والله عليم بما تصنعون.
Allah'a emanet.
وكمل الخلاص والسفارة والملابة والسفر الخلق حالوا بين المناك والأقنام لا تدعوا الفرجات للشيطان.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إن أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله. لك السلام. تبارك الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد ورسول الله. معاشر الأحبة، هذا الإعلام عن تطعيم شهر الأطفال يبدأ إن شاء الله من بعد عصر يوم الغد إلى يوم الأربعاء ساعة بعد العصر من كل يوم في قسم النساء تأتي الأم مع ابنها الذي يكون من سن الولادة إلى الخامسة من أجل الجوع. Dear brothers and sisters, this is an announcement for the vaccination of auditorius. Inshallah ta'ala will be from tomorrow's day after Asr until Wednesday after Asr. In the ladies section, the mother brings her child from born until 5 years old for the vaccination, inshallah ta'ala. معنا أخونا حمزة بن عبد الرحيم كابرياء الذي كلكم تعرفونه، كانت أمكم في الصلوات في هذا المسجد إلى أن قدر عز وجل عليه ما قدر، نسأل الله أن يجعله له طهورا وحفاظا، وهو موجود معنا قد قدم منذ زمن، وأنا أدعو الجميع إلى أن يكون بينه وبينه تواصل وزيارة حتى يعني يرفع من عزيمته ويعظم من امره، نسال الله عز وجل على واياكم والاياه وامامنا على الكرسي المتحرك يجلس امامكم، فمن شاء ان يتقدم يسلم عليه الصلاه والسلام.
الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters، حياكم الله to this the translation of this khutbah of today, which is titled by Little Warships. High reward. And as usual, we began by khutbah al-hajjah, and then I said, "O people, worship your Lord and do your best on that, as your Lord is very great and gracious and merciful and kind. No one's obedience or worship can benefit Allah, although that He, Allah Ta'ala, accepts it from them, from you all, and increase it for you. And so Allah Ta'ala encouraged you to do some little works or duties of worship, these of goodness, and promised you very high reward for them. And from His kindness subhanahu wa ta'ala is what been reported in the two sahih books of hadith, two authentic books of hadith, Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abu Salih, who reported it from Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that some of the poor Sahaba of the Muhajireen came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, "The rich people has earned the highest ranks and the permanent pleasure." He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "What is that for?" They said that these people, the rich people, pray like we pray, and fast like we fast, and they donate charity, but we have nothing to donate. They are poor. And they free slaves, but we have no slaves to free. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, "Should I not teach you something? If you do, you will reach the level of those who before you, who has gone before you, and you will win those who are after you or behind you, and no one would do greater than you, except one who does like what you do." They, the poor Sahaba, said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, tell us, teach us, what is that?" He said, "Tusabbihuna," meaning to say Subhanallah, "Watukabbiruna," meaning to say Allahu Akbar, "Watahmaduna," meaning to say Alhamdulillah, after every prayer, meaning the obligatory prayers, 33 times. Abu Salih said that the poor Muhajireen came back to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, "Ya Rasulullah, those brothers of us who are rich heard of what you said and they did like what you said." He صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, "Well, that is the Allah, He bestows it on whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. All slaves of Allah, that is the blessings of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wills. Allah ta'ala is all rich and all kind, subhanahu wa ta'ala." From the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is what Imam Muslim reported on the authority of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, can't one of you earn day 1,000 hasanat? A man of the sittings said, Ya Rasulullah, who can earn 1,000 hasanat a day? He said, or the man asked, how can one earn 1,000 hasanat a day? He then said, yusabbihu 100 times. Meaning he says subhanallah for 100 times. So Allah Ta'ala writes for him 1,000 hasanah and removes from his records of evil deeds 1,000 sin. And from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu al-Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can't one of you recite 1/3 of the Quran? They said, how come one of us recite 1/3 of the Quran in a night? Meaning it's too long. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هُوَ 1/3 of the Quran. In riwayat. It does not necessarily mean that when you recite قُلْ وَاللَّهَ 3 times that you don't recite the Quran, no. But it means that the reward of it is like if you have recited 1/3 of the Quran. So if you recite it 3 times, you have the reward of reciting the whole Quran. And that is because the Quran is either glorifying Allah, or calling to goodness, or warning of evil. Three things. Glorifying Allah, calling to join the goodness, or warning of evil. And قُلُوا اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, from beginning to end, all about glorifying Allah Ta'ala. And from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said? Whoever comes out of his house in a complete purity, meaning impurity that he can praise with, going to perform an obligatory prayer, meaning in your house to pray obligatory prayer where you don't come out of your house or in a workshop or in an office, but you come out of your house with the intention to go and pray the obligatory prayer in the masjid. He said, then his reward is exactly like the reward of a hajj, of a person who is on his ihram, in state of ihram, going for hajj. Look at that. It is as when you perform complete purity, come out of your house to the masjid to pray obligatory prayer, you are like one, exactly like him. And whoever comes out of his house to do the duha prayers, nothing has made him to come out of it, then his reward is like a reward of somebody who is doing umrah. Mu'tamir meaning is somebody who is doing umrah. And he then said, and a salah after a salah, salah following a salah, meaning when you perform the salawat, yani on sequence, I mean constantly, you don't skip any one of the prayers, then and also salat after salat, meaning if you remain in the masjid. For example, you come for Maghrib. and you remain in the masjid until Isha comes. وَصَلَاةٌ إِثْرَصْ عَلَى إِثْرِ صَلَاةٌ لَا لَغْوَ بَيْنَهُمَا. No any non-beneficial speech. The non-beneficial speech, it's not necessarily to be sinful speech. No. Non-beneficial. Common, regular speech. You avoid that also. Meaning, you get yourself involved only in the from Salah until the other Salah, like from Maghrib until Isha, for example. Remain in the masjid, only dhikr. What will happen? Isa salam said, Kitabun fi illiyin. You're written in a book. Each time you do that, it's going to be written in a book, and this book is saved in the highness. And this hadith is reported by Abu Dawood on the third of Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, and authenticated by Albani. And from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Rasulullah sallam said, as in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi on the authority of Anas ibn Malik and authenticated by Albani. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever prays the Fajr in jama'ah, in congregation, meaning in the masjid. In jama'ah, meaning in the masjid. Not in jama'ah in your house. Of course, as you hear the hadith earlier. In the masjid. And then remains in that place until the sun rises. Until the sun rises. And it means once the sun rises, you don't pray. You know that it is not allowed to pray right after the sun or when the sun rises. But you give some time until it goes higher than the mountains and the buildings of a height of a spire. But today it is estimated by about 10 to 15 minutes. 10 to 15 minutes. Like for example now in Jeddah, what is the shuruq here? 5:52. It means that 5 minutes past 6, you can pray the salah. The salah, which known by Salat al-Ishraq, otherwise pray when the sun rises. No, it's after the sunrise. So what is the reward of that? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then, who prays Fajr in Jama'ah and remains where he, prayed, remembering Allah, sit, remembering Allah, not sit, talking in evil and talking in, tasbih, Quran like that, until the sun rises and then he prays two rak'ahs, then it would equal the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Hajj and Umrah, ikhwan. If you want to do Hajj every year, it is not possible because of the restrictions now, and because of finance and commitments that you are giving you the reward of Hajj, perfect Hajj and Umrah, just by staying from Fajr and then until the sun rises and pray two rak'ah. You can do in 1 year, how many Hajj you can do in a year? Only one. That is in the month of Dhul Hijjah. But by this you can do 360 Hajj a year. 360 times Hajj. How many people show me, how many people pray that two rak'ah? No one. No one. One goes back to bed, one goes to eat, one goes and they leave this valuable thing. And by the way, Imam Ibn Qayyim used to, Imam Ibn Qayyim compiled so many books to limit one wondering where from he got this time. Where from the, and besides that all, these worships that people think small, he doesn't leave. When they told him about this two rak'at, and he waited until the sun rises, he said, this is my meal. This is my meal, my food. I'm not leaving. But today, how many hungry people? Because they leave their meal. They leave their reward and go. Now, and from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Rasulullah said, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah in Sahih al-Bukhari, whoever says, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير 100 times in a day 100 times in a day. What is the reward of it? He said that it will equal a reward of freeing 10 slaves. How many slaves can you free today? No, none, because no slaves. We are in a time where we don't see slaves. So how come you buy and slave one? Even if there is, how much money you need for buying one to free him? But here Allah Ta'ala provide you, and at this time, this great reward. Just to say this 100 times, 10 slaves you freed. 10 slaves. In other hadith it was said, it's difficult to hear that. So, this reward is given from Allah Ta'ala to those who say this dhikr. Then I said, oh people, verily there is no one who could be more kind and generous than Allah. And no one who could give more wider and better than Allah. So show Allah from yourselves what pleases Him. And then get the glad tidings of what pleases you. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness from Allah, the great and the majesty, for myself, for you and all Muslims. Verily He is all forgiver, all merciful. This was the first part of the khutbah. And the second, we began by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then I said, O slaves of Allah, not what we said earlier is all of what can be said about doubling the reward of worships. It is not all what can be said in regard to the little worships that can provide you great reward. It is not only thing that Allah Ta'ala blesses slaves with. Verily, His kindness is great and is great too. And from that is what reported from Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the sadness of the kafirin and munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Our master Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, who said that verily Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever enters the souq and market, by the way, it means either the market which contains many shops, or the market by the meaning of today, the mall or a supermarket. This is all called market, souq. Now, whoever enters, and who cannot enter? Who does not enter the market? Every day you go to market to buy. So, whoever says when he enters the market, لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What will happen if he says that? Allah Ta'ala will write immediately of good deeds 1,000,000. What does that mean? No, 1,000,000. That is 1,000,000. That is 1,000,000. 1,000,000 hasana. Just by saying that. Imagine how many times you get to the market and make it confused with it and the other hadith of freeing 10 slaves. Because all saying La ilaha illallah, one would add extra word. Say, akhi, it is only 1 riyal or 3 riyals, the translated one in English. And some cell phones, you can have that from, yani download it. You can download it and just read it. Just read it when you come to the market or like that. 1,000,000 hasanat, how many deeds you need to do to get all this reward? How many sadaqah you need to give? Only by saying that. La ilaha. And look, saying, you don't do nothing, you just say. You just say only. يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. Immediately would be written for you 1,000,000 hasanat. Not only that. On the other side, 1,000,000 sins would be erased immediately. Would be erased immediately. 1,000,000 sins. 1,000,000 sins. نعم. Not only that, ورفع له ألف درجة. And you will be raised from the level that you يعني deserve in the Jannah, from that level 1,000 levels, 1,000 runs, 1,000 steps of run, immediately like that. One would say, oh, if I go to the market twice, three times a day, that means I would be raised 3,000, sorry, not 3,000, 3 million, 3 million, 3 million runs. Oh, how big is the Jannah? Jannah is cannot be imagined. Jannah cannot be imagined. How big, how beautiful, you cannot imagine that. You cannot imagine that. So, we need only to do this. And this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad, Tirmidhi, Hakim, Ibn Majah, and authenticated by Al-Bani. And from the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessings that He bestowed on His slaves, what Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, may Allah be pleased with them both, said, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood in his Sunan and authenticated by Al-Bani, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the night prayer, yani from after Isha until Fajr, whoever prays yani and recites in this prayer 10 ayat, only 10 ayat, he would not be written from Al-Ghafileen. Al-Ghafileen, people of heedlessness. People of heedlessness. So you will not be written from them, immediately, out of them. Only should I tell you which surah can be 10 ayat? Very small surahs. If you say Sabbih or Ghashiyah or Shams or Al-Duha or Layl, you've done that. You've done that. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and whoever stands at prayer for prayer at night with 100 ayah, with 100 ayah, would be written from Al-Qanitin. Al-Qanitin is a very high level of worshippers. Very high, meaning those who stand long for Allah. Should I tell you how many pages you can read in Salatul Layl? Done the 100. And it is going to be written from Al-Qanitin. Subhanallah. All these reward from Allah Ta'ala for these little things. And whoever recites 1,000 ayah, 1,000 ayat at one night, he would be written from Al-Muqantirin. Al-Muqantirin, those who reach the Qantara. And Qantara is the border, khalas, the distinction, limit. Limit of distinction. Yani you are distinct from everyone else. You are there, above. But look at that. 10 ayat. You are not from the heedlessness. But you are from Qanitin. Yani you have weekends. What do you do at that night? On weekends at least. So then I said, O slaves of Allah, do your best and come closer, and there will be no one who could provide you sustenance and righteousness and sufficiency but Allah Ta'ala. And no one can defend you but Allah Ta'ala. And no one can please you except Allah. So come close to Allah as much as you can. And do a lot of As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. As this is one of the best deeds ever you can come close to Allah through. Ever you can come close to Allah through. And fear Allah and stand for your prayer. And Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Salam, we said Sham, we had one rak'ah, make 10 ayat.
No, not one rak'ah, yani in the night, if you recite 10 ayat in the whole night, and even if you recite ان يتركها فور اكزامبل اذا جاء نصر الله. قل والله توتال البيت الايات. الحمد لله.